Oscar, Golden Globe, and Grammy Award-winning composer Howard Shore is back with us here on the program. The Toronto native is one of the most recognized names in cinema composition thanks to his Lord of the Rings and Hobbit scores and associations with directors like David Cronenberg, Martin Scorsese, and of course Peter Jackson. His music life began here in Toronto, a student with the Royal Conservatory, and then flexing his rock and roll muscles with the band Lighthouse. From there, Howard led the Saturday Night Live band in its early years. His long association with film was born around that time as well. His latest major project, Howard Shore Anthology, the Paris Concerts, performed by the Orchestre Philharmonique de Radio France, conducted by Ludwig Vicky. Howard Shore is the curator of the collection, which arrives next week, Friday, March 21st, on Deutsche Grammophon. It was recorded during Radio France's 2023 Weekend Howard Shore event. The concerts featured a rich variety of his output, including pieces from The Fly, Naked Lunch, Ed Wood, Crash, Esterkahn and Eastern Promises, and of course Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, together with his concert piece for solo piano, that is Catania. Joining us on the line from his home, and we're so happy to have him back. Howard Shore, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you. I should note that you've been very busy, and it was great to see the new Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary documentary that Questlove directed, all about the music and chatting about those early days with Torontonian Lorne Michaels and Saturday Night Live. That must have been a trip down memory lane for you.
Well, you know, it's been 50 years since we started the show, and I enjoyed Questlove's documentary. Very, very good. Very well done. Very funny piece on the opening piece.
Wasn't it something how he put that opening together? All that, they said it took him years to sync up all the music that way.
Yeah, amazing. It was really fun to watch.
And it was great to see you in there, Howard.
For a minute or two.
That's fair enough. There was a press release that arrived last year from the inaugural London Soundtrack Festival, and you will be in London the day after this new anthology is released for screenings and introductions. It'll be Crash and Dead Ringers in conversation with your old friend David Cronenberg, and then Lord of the Rings the following day. You were the first to sign up to this event. Tell us why you wanted to do it and the excitement around it.
I recently did a concert in Paris that produced this recording. And then we did another retrospective concert in Zurich. And when I got a call from Tommy Pearson about doing the retrospective in London, I thought, well, it'd be a chance to see the LPO, which I worked so closely with, the London Philharmonic.
Yeah.
And it just was an opportunity for me to see some old friends and play some music.
It seems like there's a real investment and a real excitement around cinema music in that part of the world right now. There's a lot of buzz, and you were the first to sign on, and it's kind of an exciting time. What's happening in London?
It's always been a major hub for recording. It's a fantastic recording world in London, because you have two world-class studios, Abbey Road and Ayer Studios, and you have extensive orchestral symphonic tradition, great orchestras. It's just a very inspiring place to record music.
I think it's so great that yours was the first name we saw. We talked about it a lot right here on the program. And if you're just joining us, Grammy, Globe, and Oscar winner Howard Shore, he's with us. His new Deutsche Grammophon recording, Howard Shore Anthology, the Paris Concerts, arrives next Friday ahead of that London Soundtrack Festival that we were just talking about. So, Howard, tell us about those concerts and how the recordings were crafted into an anthology by you, because it's a big project. It's out on the yellow label, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was originally three recordings, 3 days of recording in Paris, and it was quite extensive, and I think we recorded over 5 hours of music. So the anthology that we're putting out now is a two-disc kind of a section of those recordings. Deutsche Grammophon did beautiful editing and mastering of the concerts.
And so what then was your job once they handed you that raw audio and said, okay, you need to be the filter between, you know, those concerts and what people are going to end up hearing?
Oh, I like to get involved, you know, so I very much wanted to put my best work forward. And by allowing me to curate, I was able with Alan Frey to really make sure that all the mixes all the mastering was just, you know, top notch. And working with Deutsche Grammophon, it was incredible anyways.
Mm.
And I guess I was a little bit protective of my work. I wanted to make sure everything came out great.
Is there a particular section of the anthology that you felt really sparkled, that just really worked for you?
Well, there's great recordings of the film scores, but there's also some beautiful recordings of the piano concerto, the cello concerto, and the guitar concerto. That was all done in Paris, and beautiful recordings also with violin or Eastern Promises.
Those are such wonderful pieces and such an important part of your career. And then you penned this new piece, if I've got this right, The Noble Wood, which was kind of, we think about that Hobbit trilogy. You and I talked about that Hobbit trilogy last time, how fast your pencil was moving, and you were busy at that time. So you kind of dip back into that world, is that right?
That piece is a kind of a piece that I edited. I spend a lot of time in the archives these days. So that was a piece that I kind of put together from some different recordings and created a new piece. It's really beautiful, solo oboe. The performance is fantastic. The oboist in France was superior, incredible.
Let's listen to a brief moment right now. And you've talked about this before, Howard, that when it comes to Tolkien and it comes to Lord of the Rings, it's that shared love of nature in the both of you.
Yes. I think that was my connection to Tolkien. And, you know, thinking back on it, everything green and good. Lord of the Rings is essentially a war movie about trying to preserve everything that's good in the world.
Yeah.
The connection to nature was something that I feel very strongly about. And a lot of my music has been written and compose, orchestrated in natural environments. I live in a forest in New York State. I'm able to connect to nature, I think, very much in the way that Tolkien did.
Walking through and just taking it in and then putting pen to paper.
It's important. I just see the changes every day. The very subtle changes going on every day is fantastic. It's very inspiring.
We are inspired. We're going to get to more music from this anthology. I want to point out, we live in a day and age when you put out a record like this, they do put out deluxe vinyl. And it looks like they're doing a really nice job with this. It looks like some colored vinyl and some extra goodies in there.
Yes, there's many editions coming out. And they're beautifully done. Deutsche Grammophon is just meticulous with everything. They're fantastic to work with.
Something we've never talked about that I did notice is that your nephew has come up in the world of cinema composition. Is pretty accomplished, Ryan Shore. I mean, that must be a great lineage for you.
Excellent. I'm very proud of Ryan. Yeah, he's doing great.
I mean, it's fun to look at all his credits, and it's a really different career than yours, but
yeah,
I like to see that.
I do too. It's great. Very happy for him.
We are as well. Howard Shore, this is my third time getting a chance to speak with you, and it's always so great. And this feels like a really nice way to celebrate you right now with this anthology. So congratulations, and thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Howard's new Deutsche Grammophon recording, Howard Shore Anthology, The Paris Concerts. It arrives next Friday. Let's listen to it. This is music from Howard Shore on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture.